What's going on, everybody? It's Physical Friday, and we're going to talk about a rep scheme today. I love to talk about the rep scheme workouts on Physical Friday because what it does for me, and I hope it does for you, is it gives you ideas on how you can vary your training, on how you can keep things fresh. And for so many of us, keeping things fresh, keeping entertained, keeping from getting bored is part of the recipe of fitness. If you're just going out and running for 30 minutes every day, a lot of people get really tired of that. They want to shake it up. They want to do something different. And if you have some ideas on different ways that you can shake up a workout, a lot of times it helps greatly, certainly does for me, to keep things more interesting. So we've gone over a lot of different formats. One of the most popular was the every minute on the minute workout, where you can just do something different every minute on the minute. If you haven't seen that podcast, then go back and look that up on TomRolandPodcast.com. If you have some ideas, you can always text me at 305-930-7346. And today we're going to go over a format that I've been doing quite a bit lately. And this one I call the in remaining time format. Okay? In the remaining time. So let me explain that. Just the other day, we did this workout. 20 wall balls, 15 snatches, where you just lift the bar straight over your head. And then in the remaining amount of time for that, you would do max calories on a fan bike. Okay. The time that you are working with is 2 minutes and 30 seconds on, 1 minute and 30 seconds off for six rounds. So 2 minutes and 30 seconds plus 1 minute and 30 seconds is 4 minutes. This is a 24-minute workout, total time. So instead of going out and running for 24 minutes or 30 minutes, shake it up. Do something different for 24 minutes. This is a really good one. It incorporates high intensity and then even higher intensity and then a break. Okay, so the break is the 1 minute and 30 seconds. So let's explain this one more time. In 2 minutes and 30 seconds, you have that much time to do a couple of exercises. In this situation, 20 wall balls, where you take a 20-pound wall ball, you go into a full squat, you throw it up to 10 feet, you catch it, do that 20 times. Then you're going to move to another station where we did, in this particular workout, we did 15 snatches with light weight. Then we would go directly to the bicycle and we would ride for as many calories as we could in the remaining time. Now, I was getting to the bike right at about 1 minute. So I had 1 minute to ride and I'm tired here. So I held 13 calories on the first round, rest 1.5 minutes, do it again. Held 13 calories on the second, on the third, and then my work capacity started to drop off. Then it was like 11, 10, I think 9 on the last one. So that's just one way that you could put a couple of exercises together. Let's look at it and at a different way. If you had a 2 minutes on, this is one that we did the other day too. We had 2 minutes on, 1 minute off. In the 2 minutes, we're supposed to do 12 dumbbell bench press with 50s. Then you jump onto a rower, you row 12 calories, and in the remaining time, you did max GHD sit-ups, or if you don't have a glute ham developer, you could do just max sit-ups at the end. So in that situation, I was getting about 21 GHD sit-ups in the remaining time of doing the 12 dumbbell bench press and the 12-calorie row. Then you throw in a sit-up right there. So 2 on, 1 minute off. And we did that for 4 sets. Okay. You can do it with all machines. You can do it with all weights. You can do it with all body weight movements. You can mix and match as you wish. This is just a format that will keep you keep it entertained. Here's one more example where you would use all machines. So in this situation, say you have a treadmill, you have a rower, and you have a ski erg, okay? Could be any three machines, but you would do 2 minutes on, 2 minutes, 30 seconds on, 2 minutes, 30 seconds off, times 6. If you add all that up, 2 minutes and 30 seconds plus 2 minutes and 30 seconds is 5 minutes, and you're doing 6 rounds. This is a total workout time of 30 minutes, okay? It's a 200-meter run, 12 calories on the rower, and then in the remaining amount of time, you would get as many ski calories as possible. And if you want to make it even tougher, each round, add 1 calorie to the row. So on the first round, you're doing 12 calories. On the second round, you're doing 13 calories. On the third round, you're doing 14 calories, etc. That is a great one, and you can do that with any three machines. You can also do this with only body weight. But what I like to do is any of these on the last thing that you're going to do in the remaining time, you want it to be something that you can really blow it out. Push-ups, pull-ups, running, rowing, bike, skiing, anything where you can really, really blow it out, because you're going to get to that last station and you're going to have anywhere between, if you're doing this right, you're going to have anywhere between 1 minute and probably 40 seconds to blow it out at the very end. And then you're going to have a minute or so to rest, depending on the rest that you put in there. So you're getting this interval work where you're working really, really hard, and then you're taking a little rest. And then you have a benchmark, right? So in the first one, it's max calories on the bike. That was maybe about 12 or 13 calories that I was getting. On the second one, it was GHD sit-ups. That was, I was getting around 21. And on this last one, it would be ski calories. Say it's 12 or 13 calories that you're getting on that. You get that number on the first one, and you try to hold or exceed that number on the rest of the sets. So it's giving you a reason to work really, really hard. You're trying to meet or exceed what you've already done and hold that work capacity throughout. This is a fantastic rep scheme workout that you can use at a hotel gym very easily. You can use it at your gym at home very easily, at a well-equipped gym or a poorly equipped gym, or just out in the park. You know, you're going someplace and you don't know if you're going to have any exercise equipment to work with. You can totally do this completely body weight, shake things up, put this one in your phone, just like we have been doing for the other ones, and you can make up a workout on the road. Try it a couple times and have some go-to workouts. If you find some good workouts that you really like, text me 305-930-7346. Let me know what they are. I'll try them myself. I'd love them. I love to collect these kind of workouts, and I hope that you get something out of this in the remaining time format. All right, that's Physical Friday for today. We'll see you next week.